There's a band from Stockholm called The Knife. Our critic Robert Christgau didn't think he would like it very much, and he was wrong.
It isn't just the newshound in me whose ears stick up when a consensus develops around a record in a style I normally find alien. It's the listener in me, tracking new pleasure paths. I've learned that you don't have to be a metalhead to love Motorhead, or a 16-year-old girl to want the Backstreet Boys song I Want It That Way. So though I seldom get involved with boy-girl synth and vocal duos, I registered the industrial-grade buzz surrounding Silent Scream by the Swedish sibling act, The Knife. Here are the first sounds I made out when I streamed it online. Maybe you just don't like screechy synths. Usually, neither do I. But that title song tunelet hooked so hard I found myself perking up whenever Silent Scream came on. A track later, Neverland did the same trick. Dopey Bjorky voice belongs to Karen Dreyer. Doing it for dollars and for a fancy man, she claims at the end of Neverland. This would be pretty bleak if everything else about the thing wasn't so silly. Bleak danceability is definitely The Knife's way. Music bloggers are right to crow about their textural freshness and shivering digital luster. But those good things wouldn't ring my chimes if Silent Scream wasn't also a hoot. More than how inventively Brother Olaf milks his machines, I love the way Sister Karen duets with herself on We Share Our Mother's Health. It's from my reading, not my listening, that I know that muffled guy is really Sister Karen, manhandled electronically. I know what the English as a second language lyrics say from my reading, too. Applying a magnifying glass to my CD booklet, I see the male voice admonishing, "You say you need it when you don't," and the female responding, "You know what I fear, the end is always near." Deeply felt, I have no doubt. The music does darken as the album proceeds. So even though I still think The Knife sound braver when they're sillier, I respect their seriousness enough to give them the last word.
The album is called Silent Shout by the band The Knife. Our reviewer, Robert Christgau, is a contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine.